It's the middle of Hilchos Shabbos in Siman Rishon and Beis. Continuing on this theme about what's permitted or forbidden to start Erev Shabbos that continues into Shabbos, Sif Hey on the bottom of page 36. A person is allowed to open up water for the garden on Erev Shabbos. Behem them Shachem, as continued top of your testament Alpha, Holchem Chol Shabbos, and they draw and they continue to go all Shabbos. So to a killer, a person could put a killer, which is a samshel refuah nizmal ayin, that's some type of a medicine that you put on the eye, that's ava, that's thick, says the mechaber al ayin, on the eye. Ava b'shas l'nichem Shabbos, although you're not allowed to put that medicine on Shabbos, but you can put on Erev Shabbos and it can continue treating the person throughout Shabbos. And also another case is b'los is mugmer tachzakem. You could put this type of incense beneath the fiery incense beneath the vessels, and they are getting the smell and the incense all Shabbos long. And even if the incense is placed in a vessel, that's not a problem because they ain't the mitzvah shvisis kelim. A person is not commanded on his vessels not doing any melacha. So to b'los is sa'ir begigis l'shreisim. You're allowed to put barley in a keg to have them soak over there. So too, between the mekudas based about bagas, you could press with the beam from the olive press or the wine press, that when it's before Shabbos, on the olives and the grapes, and the oil and the wine that comes out from it is permitted. Says Rama, "V'ayin kaman simshin chavse beis," and continues the mechaba b'chim beiser or malilais. So too, the unripe grapes and the unripe grain. Shadiskim Bayyim, which was crushed from before Shabbos, Mutana Mashkim, the beverage will come out, the liquor that comes out is going to be permitted. And Mutta Lassachit Mutterchem Shalmayim, you'll let also put wheat into a mill of water, Sumach Lechashecha, close to dark. So many different cases about what is permitted to start from before Shabbos. Says Mr. Rosiv Kut and Lamed Hay. They said it is permitted Leftayach Bechulu to open up water to the garden. You open up the water close to when it's getting dark for Shabbos. From the edge of the spring, as you continue to have your test, that should go to the garden to water it. Sivkat and Lamed Vav. Another case is Laniach, and to place this medicine from before Shabbos on the eye. I know that is option. Shabbos, although it's going to remain placed there on Shabbos, and the person is going to continue getting healed, which we know refuah on Shabbos is a problem. Well, then, same thing is shemut l'nichas tachpashas alamaka, that's also permitted then to put on this bandaging on the wound, says the Gemara. Sivka laman zayin, so you're allowed to put this keeler over, because the keeler is rach v'tzol, is soft and it's clear, meaning if it is that type of keeler, then after Shabbos gufamut l'nichay, then even the Shabbos itself, you're allowed to put it, kesho yishar min b'yam when it was soaked from before Shabbos. Come on, b'sim b'shinuchof ches, b'chof alef, ayin sham, look over there. But Al Kapanim, here with the weird stick, where it would be a problem, that's what we're saying, but you're allowed to put it on Arab Shabbos, Sivkat Lamat Ches, even though Sha'asa Bechulu, that it's forbidden to put on Shabbos, because Shem Yomerech, since it's thick, you might come to smooth out that cream. Sivkat Lamat Ches, another case we said, the loss of Mugmer, which is Lavoin, Amin, Vesamim, the frankincense, different types of spices, nice Mal Eish, you put on the fire, Ma'ashtam Begadim, that makes the smoke go up to the garment. If they should have this aroma that's coming out from it, says Rashi, Sivkat Mem. And this is even Bafila Mugmar Bechulu, even if the Mugmar is placed in the vessel, and Bechoshkin Kisha Mugmar Munachal Arts, for sure, if the Mugmar is on the ground, that's familiar. We're just saying even on the vessel because there's no halacha of Shvisis Kalim. Sivkat Mem Aleph. Another case we said was to put the barley in the keg, Lashroisan, to have them soaked there. We do Shabbos also to do that on Shabbos. We're saying again, you could do it right before it gets dark, and then it happens by itself on Shabbos. Sivkat and Membeis. You're also allowed to load up the beams of the olive or the grape press from before Shabbos onto the olives and the grapes. And even if it wasn't crushed from before, and you're allowed to load up the beams. Since you started the action before the sun sets, it cannot, like we mentioned, if it's okay. Now, regarding the oil and the wine that comes out from them, because of Magen Avraham, it's the aim mutter, it's not permitted, only if you load it up when it was still before Shabbos, meaning that that it could get crushed before Shabbos by the weight of the beams. Therefore, even if afterwards he squeezes it with his hands on Shabbos, like a chiv chadas, it wouldn't be a chiv chadas in that type of situation. Therefore, the beverage that comes out of it is permitted to be used on Shabbos. There's no room to be making a decree because of the problem about squeezing something out, because it wouldn't have it. But if you can load up literally right before the sun sets, it's not going to get crushed before Shabbos through the beams. Says Magen Avraham, then the beverage that comes out would be forbidden. Because you might come to squeeze it out because it's in the category of schita in this current state. We said, but if you had enough time at least, then the oil and the wine that comes out from it, etc., is permitted to be used on Shabbos. Pidush, af mashiyaz b'Shabbos, even what comes out on Shabbos. We're not going to make a gzera then you might come to squeeze it out. Like in general, if you have liquids that oozed out from olives or grapes on Shabbos, if it wasn't crushed, you're not allowed to drink that liquid. You go to Kaman, of olive, because there, if we let you drink that juice, you might come to squeeze out with your hands. And if you do that, just give me chiv chatz. Okay, and therefore, God's offered the bazaar mass, and they made a decree, even if it was out on its own. Where it was already crushed through the weight of the beams. Ubalabach is a matzman. Anyway, it's flowing by itself. It's going to be done. It's just going to come out more when you squeeze it with your hands. But regarding this, no prohibition, only rabbinically. Alkin, therefore, bezav me'atzma, meaning if you did it by hand. So therefore, bezav me'atzma, b'shabbos, when it flows up by itself on Shabbos, Charlie Camry is totally permitted. That's the same reason for the other halacha, but b'isim alilas tradiskon, regarding the unripe grapes and the immature grain that was crushed, has the same rationale why it's permitted when you have the juice on Shabbos. Vayim be'er halacha, d'ver maschal mutter, the ein lahater that we should not permit kim b'shadochet gamkin kain b'shabbos. Only if dicha, which is another type of crushing, was done before Shabbos. When this dicha is more than risik, not enough just with risuk, but you have to do actually also dachan. In another case, so to the unripe grapes and the melilis, so it was crushed before Shabbos. Where novim betchilasin shem dakim, the grapes in the beginning when they're still thin, there's a liquid that comes out from them, the tabel by basa that is used to dip meat in it. Levish chazik is very strong. Lukav lahachabitz is very close, like a vinaigrette. Zivkut memhei or melilis. Shebolin shlebashakal talking. These are the grains, the stalks that didn't fully mature. Menaskin between banavim. You crush them and you weigh them down with stones. Mashkezavim, the liquid that comes out from the tabbay, and also it's used as a dip. Zivkut membav. Another case was that it permitted losses chid mechulut to put wheat into the watermill close to Shabbos. But then something is shemuta as ba'atzma leftar kamkinism is gerush ha'mayim. That he's also allowed to open up then the pipe of the piping of the water. That's what causes the water mill to actually grind. Which the Sharat Sinas Lamanav says that even if he would open it up on Shabbos itself, it seems that even according to Magen Avraham, it'd be chayav chatas, that it's like a grinding by hand. As we explain later on, even so, according to Basil, who we hold like, we don't make a gzeira otu Shabbos. So you're allowed to do that erev Shabbos, not gzeira otu Shabbos. So cut mem zayin to put wheat into a mill shalmayim, meaning that it's going to continue going the water on Shabbos and grinding it. But b'leishal behemah, not that it's, you started that with an animal, because on mitzvah shavis bem, the person, we make a gzeira with his animal. That we don't want the animal to be doing malachas. So that obviously you cannot start, get the animal moving from before Shabbos, because that would be a problem with Shabbos Bamta. But with the water, you could open it up and get it started, and then it continues going on Shabbos. We have halacha in Dibre Maschil Mutter on B'chein B'chulu says that, he says, from the fact that the Mechaber is unspecific, it sounds like that he holds like the Shittas HaPliskim, that even if the grapes were not pressed beforehand, so too regarding the case of Beis and Melilis that were crushed, even if they're still lacking in Dicha, because as the Be'alacha explains, as we reference in the Mishnah Berurah, there's Risuk, Dicha, and Shchika. Risuk is first, and then comes Dicha, with some type of a tool, and then you could do Shchika, you grind it very well. That even though it's still lacking in Dicha, it would be permitted what comes out from it.
and because it doesn't differentiate. Now, this that later on some Shinchabal Sevyotis is Machmer, is lacking Dicha, that's because there you're doing an action with your hands on Shabbos and never it's forbidden. Whereas regarding Mashkma Yitzimahan, that comes on their own, would be permitted. But the Eli Rabbah writes that Lahalocho, one should hold like the other Paiskim, that it's not permitted the Mashkma that comes out, only if it was, you had Dicha in the middle stage before Shabbos, and therefore one should not permit the liquids that come out from Baisim Lilas only if he did Dicha when it was. And so too regarding pressing with the beam, that they need to be mirusokin, they have to be crushed before you load it up, where then the loading up would be like the second step of Dicha, and then it would be permitted. The Maschal Baisir Malilois says, look at the Gram that he asked, that why does the tour keep out shum, garlic, that's mentioned in the Gemara, and the answer is that garlic does not have on the rechi of chatas if you squeeze it out, even if it was not crushed from before Shabbos, because when I tell you, nachayev only on zeisim and anavim only, and therefore they were not geiza mashkan deyit on this halacha mashkan yitzimhen of the liquids that come out from it, and this is mentioned in Simon Shin Chavav Sefitas Shum garlic. That's regarding finishing the crushing with your hand, but regarding this, the Tomar regarding mashkan yitzim deliberately leaves out shum. And the reason would seem that even though there's no isidurus on squeezing out garlic, however, the liquid that come out from it is forbidden if there was no risuk. And he says, you should know, because berries and pomegranates are also, there's no isischita, only midraban. And even so, the mashkin that come out from it are forbidden when you gathered it for the purpose of mashkin. The reason is because when they were gezer mashkin leitzim, they were gezer on anything that's oimel eschita, a little bit like a zeisim banavim. And that's the case here also, that's oimel a little bit for mashka, the garlic, like berries and pomegranates, and therefore has a similar halacha to that. Some of the dirshus, dirshu number 18, we said that you let it open up the water before Shabbos. It continues watering the garden. And so too, the water of an air conditioning that gets poured out through a pipe into the garden. There's no concern of the Issa. And the halacha is like water that comes by itself on the edge of the spring into the garden throughout the entire Shabbos, because you put on the AC before Shabbos. Now, to wash one's hands with a bowl that the water spills into it, into the garden through a pipe, meaning with a sink. You wash hands with a sink, and the water is pouring out through the pipe into the garden. Shlomo Zalman rules that since his kavanah is not to water the garden, it's permitted to do that even on Shabbos itself, and even though it's a psik reish, it's inevitable. However, since it's done through koyach sheni, a second force, that would only be a gram ba'alma, and even though the water is pouring into the garden, that would be okay. Dishon number 19, the Mishnah Berurah said it's permitted to leave it there when I'm soaking from before Shabbos, as we bring Simich and Chaf Aleph, look over there. Now the reason is, the Shulchan Aruch writes over there, that the Rebbe does this, doesn't seem like he's putting in himself these herbs, or rather it's like he's washing himself. And he adds on that even regarding himself, there's a recognition to himself that although he knows that he's doing it for Refuah, because he's not allowed to put it on only after he's soaked in water from before Shabbos, that serves as a reminder for him. So the medicine part, when it's not thick, is not a problem on Shabbos. Now, so to mix medicine and food from before Shabbos to eat on Shabbos, if Shlomo Zalman rules, that's permitted. Since for others, it looks like he's eating something, it's one of the heterim how to take a medicine on Shabbos. And for himself, there's recognition that just that he had to mix the medicine into food from before Shabbos, eat a lot of take medicine that way. Now, to mix a pill into food, for example, let's say a pill that helps the fast inside the food that you're eating before a fast. Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbi Osner ruled that it's permitted. And opinion of Shlomo Zalman is that it's not enough to hide the pill in the food as it is, because in such situations it's recognizable on its own. Rather, you have to crush it very well from before Shabbos, so it's not recognizable inside the food. On the other hand, Shabbos Meisher writes that this hetter is only by medicines where it's the derech ha'olam to take them by mixing into food close to when you're taking them, by changing and mixing in from before Shabbos, but not by medicines where the derech ha'olam is to take it on its own without mixing it in. And dish number 20, that by the thick one we're concerned, you might come to smooth it out. This is all told by a cream which was already smeared on the bandage. But to put the cream on the wound without smearing at all, Shiva Shiva Levi writes, it's permitted even on Shabbos itself in the situation of chayli and the great need. Somebody that's the Chazon Ish writes regarding taking care of animals, that's permitted to put the cream on the wound without smearing it. Pshutim Zalman writes, permitted to put the cream if you're not intending to smear it. Condition number 23, to put water into the freezer right before Shabbos so that you have ices on Shabbos. Pshutim Zalman rules that's permitted, that even though the others will hold that it's forbidden to make ice on Shabbos because of Nailad. However, since you're doing this from before Shabbos, in that moment the water was namatzah that they're going to be ice, so it's like putting the beam on the Erev Shabbos on the olives and the grapes so that you have the oil and the wine come out on Shabbos. It adds on that even when you take out the ice on Shabbos and it turns into water, the water is not considered as Nailad because when Shabbos started, there was water, and therefore there's no Nailad for Chatzis Shabbos.